1, we've been on our heart this verse this week, and I want to say a few things. If you'll look with me there, James chapter 1. Appreciate the good report of the services while we were away a few days. Thank God for the good preaching and the good help of God to the people of the Lord. And I bless His holy name for that and being mindful of us and good to us, and thank Him for it. In James chapter 1, verse 22, it's amazing this morning when Brother Shank prayed that he quoted this verse, and God knows how to set things in order to direct our minds to what the man of God would say today to help you. He said in verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Amen. I want the Lord to help me this morning to try to preach something that will help you. And I want to try to preach on hear it and do it. Amen. Hear it and do it. If I had a verse that I could put at the back of the church when you left the sanctuary, it'd be verse 22. I'd like that verse to be implanted, thank God, on the wall back there, that when we leave, we'd see this verse. "But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You know, it'd be bad if people had never done what they were told. Have you thought about that? If you had the day, think about that, a child and a parent, a parent's to lead the children, and the child would never want to do exactly what the parent said. It's a bad thing. It becomes, my friend, a rebellion that rises up in the heart. We'll say, "Well, that child's rebellious. They don't listen to their parents." And that's true. And then we look to also think about a teacher and a student, one that always stands before their class and teaches that subject, but that student never listens or never heeds to what's being taught. Oh yeah, they hear it, but they don't do it, and they never would pass the class. And then think about a doctor and a patient. If one went to a doctor and the doctor instructed them of their problem and their need, thank God to correct that problem, but they never done what the doctor said, it'd be bad business in a physical way. But the worst thing in this life is to hear the word of God and not do what God says. That's what he said here. He said, "You hear the word of God, but you, if you don't do the word of God," he said, "you're like a man that goes before a mirror and looks at yourself, and when you leave, you forget what you've seen in the mirror." And he said, that's the way it is with a man that hears the word of God, that don't do what he hears. And he said that in the scripture. If you look with me this morning, ain't God, that word there, deceiving your own selves, it takes the meaning, my friend, that they disreckon the Bible. They don't heed to the word. It would be like this. You hear what the man of God preaches. You hear from God when you read this book, but you don't count it serious. You don't count it, thank God, the way you ought to count it in your own heart. Hey, friend, that's more than coming to the house of God and sitting on a church pew and hearing what I've got to say or another man of God. It's a whole lot more than that. There's a lot of people that hear the word, but there's very few people that do what the word of God says. Amen. And so when I look at this scripture this morning, thank God, it's up to you to examine yourself to see whether I really am a Bible believer. Amen. You know, if I say it and don't do it, I'm not a Bible believer. I'm just talking. That's right. Amen. If a man liked to wash his car every day, ain't God, a neighbor look out once in a while and say that man really believes in washing his car. But I tell you what, thank God, they'll be able to look at us and say that people really believe the Bible. I mean, they really are Bible believers, because they do what God says. I tell you what, I would not want to be a religious statue, and that's all you are. That's what he said to that crowd in Matthew 23. He said, you're whited sepulchers. He said, you appear righteous before men, but on the inside you're dead man's bones. That's what Jesus said. I tell you, that's all we are if we just hear and we don't do. Thank God, you know what that word doer means? It means to be a performer. Amen. Perform what you hear. Do what you hear. Thank God, do the Word of God. If you don't do the Word of God, then my friend, thank God, you're deceiving yourself. Amen. That's what the book says. Amen. Listen to this morning. Buddy, I'm going to tell you, you can hear a man of God preach on Bible reading and you'll leave this house of God and you'll leave your Bible laying in the pew. God help us. I tell you, I'd be ashamed of that. You ought to take your Bible home with you. Don't leave it on a pew. Amen. I'm not talking about it on Sunday during the day, even though you ought to carry it home. I'm talking about people laying them on the pew week by week. Never pick up the Word of God. Can hear a man preach about how you ought to read the Scriptures and read the Word of God. And you say amen to it or shake your head to it or hear it, thank God for my voice. And you never do it. I tell you what you are. And you're deceiving yourself. Amen. That's right. That's what you are. You're not... Listen, friend, if a man disobeys God, listen to me, he's doing that to his own destruction. If you look through these Scriptures, the only people that were blessed was the people that acted by faith on what God said to do. Amen. That's right. When God says it, then we do it. That's right. Amen. That's what James is saying here. He said, don't be a like somebody that hears it and don't do it and don't take it serious and see it's a needful thing. The Word of God's to be obeyed. Only them that obey the Scriptures are blessed by God. Hey, can I tell you this? There's so many conditional promises in this Bible and it's based on if my people... If you love me, keep my commandments. If you do this, then I will do this. That's a conditional promise that God gave to His people. That if they do this, God says I'll do this. I understand and know it's not in the strength of men. It's not in the natural mind. But it is with the grace of God that a man acts upon what he hears. There'd be nobody saved. Listen to me. There'd be nobody saved if they did not act by faith upon the word that they hear. It gives faith. Listen, friend. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But it is an active faith. It's not a dead faith. It's not just having a conception in my mind who God is. It's an action word. It's believing. It's receiving. It's going God's way. Thank God that word received means to grab hold of. And when a man gets saved, he acts by faith upon the word he hears, and it wrought salvation. And my friend, he's saved by the grace of God in his own heart. Amen. That's right. It ain't disbelieving. Believing is an action word. Thank God, if I believe something, I'm going to do it. If I say I believe it, then I will do it. That's the book. If he hears the word and don't do it. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? The doer of the word acts upon what he has heard, and he does him. He's like a man that hath these sins of mine, and doeth them, and I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. Amen. The winds and the rains came, and the floods beat upon that house. And he said, the winds and the rain and all that beat on that house. But there, thank God, that house stood. Because it's built upon the rock. What based it on being on the rock? A man heard and a man done what God said. And he said, if a man hears and does, thank God, the house that's on a rock, it'll stand when the storm comes. Thank God, it'll stand when life gets tough. It'll stand. Thank God, when everybody else is a falling, I'd rather be on the rock. And it comes. I'm obeying God, I'm telling you. you no more. Amen. Thank God. That's why homes crumble today. Because it's not built on the rock. I'd like for you, if you had time this morning, I'd like for you to take out a piece of paper and a pencil. And I'd like you to draw a house. And I'd like you to put the foundation down first. And I'd like you to write down what your foundation is. Is your foundation money? Is your foundation pleasure? Is your foundation, my friend, built on possessions? Or is your foundation that your house is built? Is it in that Word of God? That book, friend, is the only thing that a foundation will ever stand. Thank God, my friend. If you don't have the foundation of God, your house won't stand. And the foundation that we build upon is this old-time book. And obeying what God said, amen. That's right. That's why people are so hot and cold. Don't believe the Bible. Don't believe the Word of God. So I could preach on y'all to be here tonight because the church is assembling, and still some of you lay out, you don't believe the Bible. I wouldn't leave the door of the house of God and say, I'm a true believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a true believer in the Word of God, and never obey what He says. I don't say it. It'd be better off you not even to say it. Say, that's pretty rough. You better believe it is. I tell you, this Bible's awful narrow, friend. Amen. It's a narrow way. Them boys sung about, and Sister Hip this morning, they sung about that narrow path, and it just gets narrow and narrow. That's why there's few there be that find it. There's few that get on the pathway because they're not willing to listen to God and obey God. I tell you one thing, until we get to doing what God said, I tell you, friend, we'll never be blessed or have the power of God Almighty in the church. Amen. And I won't tell you this, God will only anoint the truth.
That's right.
I'm telling you the truth. He'll only anoint the truth. He only anoints it. Like that one old preacher, thank God, got up, I don't know where he's at, but he preached on John 3:16. He preached on that thing about 10 or 12 times in a row. And some church member come to him and say, why do you keep preaching on that? He said, when y'all start doing that, I'll preach on something else.
Yeah.
That's right. I tell you what's happened to the Baptist church. We've got Saturday night fever and Sunday morning coldness.
Oh, yeah.
We can't even get in the bed on time. Thank God to come to the house of God and hear the Word of God and do what God says. Amen. Sometimes, friend, I tell you this, we stay up late. You know why, Pete? Listen to me. You know why on Sunday morning a lot of times you've got your eyes half closed in the house of God? It's because you don't get in bed on a decent time that you can get you some rest. To come in, hear the Word of God and do what God says. I'm telling you, God's He said, be ye soldiers. Amen. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier. If you're going to be a soldier, thank God, and enlist in His army, and be on His side. Thank God, you got to go by the orders of the captain. Hey, but if you ever been to service in a hunting, but I tell you this, friend, I know one thing. Thank God, they couldn't do what they wanted to. They do what the captain said, and do what the lieutenant said, and do what them over them said. But tell what, how much more shall we not do what God said? And when God says it, thank God, we ought to do it because that's why we're blessed. Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Thank God. Amen. I like it. I tell you one thing. He said over there in the scripture, he said it's like a mirror. That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know what? Half of y'all spend a whole lot more time on your outward man than you do your inward man before you come to church.
Yep.
You stand in front of that mirror and primp and want to be every higher in order than it ought to be. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm just telling you this. If you spend as much time in the mirror of the Word of God as you do in the mirror, as you put your facial, your natural face in, I tell you what, you'd be a whole lot better off. It's a whole lot easier to get the outward man straight than it is the inward man straight.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that, buddy. Amen. I told him what they're there, said, maybe just going to get the clippers and shave her down. Praise God. I said, I ain't got much left. Amen. It don't take me long to get my hair done. Amen. And I don't get my hair done anyhow. I'm not a sissy. I go to the barber shop. But I tell you this, friend. I ain't got it. Takes a whole lot longer to get the inward man right than it does the outward man.
Yeah.
It does. You better believe that. Thank God. I guarantee if you spend as much time in the Bible on Sunday morning and prayer as you do in front of the mirror, hey, you wouldn't have old time meeting around here. Hey, man, he says like a man goes and looks in the mirror. Boys in them bathrooms in there's got them mirrors. Amen. You know, you couldn't live without a mirror. Hey, man, it'd be hard to make it without a mirror. Well, we all like to look in the mirror, you know, and try to lie to ourselves and tell us how good we look and tell us how we're not getting old, not getting that gray and everything just circumspect and right. But the fact of it is a mirror tells another story. Amen. And I tell you what, a lot of times we think we're better than we really are. And the Bible tells another story on us. I tell you, you got to listen to God if you got to do anything. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen to this here. It's like a mirror. Listen to what a mirror does. A mirror reveals to you what you look like. It don't clean you up, but it tells you where to clean up. That's right. Go in there and see that old blemish. Boy, I got up this morning. I don't know what in the world happened overnight. My lip was swollen up. And puffed up and everything. Went in there, I felt it. You know, I went in there and looked in the mirror. And the mirror said, you got a puffy lip. That's why that Bible, that mirror of the Bible says you're a sinner and you don't look good for God. You don't look as good. You're not as good as what you think you are. You're not better than nobody else. You're a sinner lost. And I've done with that God. And until you see what the Bible says about you and brings you under that conviction of Holy Ghost conviction and seeing and shows you what the Bible says about you, you never will see what you are before God Almighty. Amen. That's right. I saw that blemish. Hey, amen. Get a little gray around the sides, Brother Todd, a little in the beard there. Amen. That's right. Brother Robert, you the white haired. Amen. That's a sign of wisdom, as the Bible says. I'll tell you one thing. Are you listening to me? It'll reveal what you are. It'll tell you what you are. Thank God. That's right. You know, you get them pictures. People take a picture of you, and you look at that picture and say, man, I didn't know I looked like that. You do, brother. It ain't lying a bit. That's right, because it is what it is, and that's what you are. And when you look in a mirror, thank God, it reveals to you and me what we are. Amen. On the outward man.
Yeah.
Says there's a blemish. Wait a minute, you got some dirt on your face. But that mirror's not going to cleanse you. It's just telling you where to go to get cleansed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what that Bible does, son. It tells you where your blemishes are. It tells you where your sin is. It tells you what you really are. If you won't get down to it, what you really are. And people get mad and they say, I don't like what the preacher said. I'm just telling you what the author of the Bible said. And I'm just telling you this. When I tell you that, don't get mad. I like people to tell me because God, I need a mirror of the Word of God and a mirror of truth that lets me know what I look like.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Thank God. Amen. It's like that rich man that come to Jesus. Bowed. He didn't bow broke. He had a pocket full of money.
Right.
He said, Lord, I've kept them all. He said, you lacking one thing, buddy. He said, you lacking one thing. Now lack it. He said, what you have against the poor and come follow me. He heard, but he didn't do. He heard, but he didn't do. And him not doing was to his own destruction and brought him to a place called hell. You know why people's in hell today? Because they didn't act upon what they heard. You know why Christian people get in a mess? They don't act upon what they heard from this book. He said here, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And brother, I'm telling you, you know what? We don't need to leave the house of God the same. Amen. The wise man went out another way. But they heard and they went another way. I don't have to get up here and preach on every sin in the Bible. I couldn't anyway. But I'll tell you what, you know in your own heart, you need to go another way.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
We preach on sins of commission. What about sins of omission?
Oh,
well, we live in such an electronic day that we can't even take time for the Word of God anymore. We're more on the computer, the cell phones, and everything else, the television, and we wonder, why can't we live for God? Why can't we obey in the world more than we are the Holy Ghost? This man here said he wasn't a forgetful here. He said, I heard it and I done it. And God said, he's a blessed man. Listen to me, and I'm not boasting in myself. I've never had a visitation committee to come to my house and say, where was you at? Never. Where was you at Sunday? Where was you at Wednesday? I've never had anybody have to come visit me and push and prompt me to come to the house of God, because I know that Bible teaches it's in my heart. I never had anybody have to tell me that I ought to give after I got saved. And I'm not talking about tipping God. I'm talking about giving. I didn't have to have somebody come and make me do that. Nobody's had to make me come to the house of God or make me give. That's just doing the Word of God. That's something God put in me. The pray, thank God, sent us all. I got born again. The Bible said He prayeth. That's an act of God. It's not, my friend, a ritual I do. It's an act of God in a man's heart that prompts that man obeys what God says.
Yeah.
I don't believe everybody's as Christian as they say they are. I don't believe that. Now, if I was a Yankee baseball player, and I don't like them, but if I was, I'd wear a Yankee baseball suit. I'd carry a bat to the plate and not a glove. I mean, if I am what I say I am, then I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. Amen. Why can we come in here, oh, that was a good message, and walk out, and he said, that man, he forgot what he even heard this morning. That's what he said. He said, what did the preacher preach on this morning? He said, I don't really remember what he said. Thank God sometimes I don't even remember. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing, brother. I've heard a lot of preaching in my time.
Amen.
I wasn't even here when you preached. I'll tell you what you preached on. John 14, 1 through 6. You preached on going home.
Yeah.
I wasn't here Wednesday night, but he preached on Genesis 1, 26 and 27 on life. I can go to 1993 and back to Velvet Camp Meeting and tell you Brother Hanley Miller preached on how's life in your boat the first night he ever preached. You say, well, you've got a good memory. No. I tell you what, when I want to hear the man of God preach, I want to hear what he's got to say. And I want it to go in my heart that when I leave the house of God, hey, God, it just ain't being left here, because I'm accountable for what God Almighty prescribed for me to hear and do. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'll tell you one thing. You can look at me this morning. I'm a little stubborn. That's right, a little. The doctor said, I'll just be honest with you now. I'd rather believe God than believe the doctor. I believe Brother Milby on this one. He said, your cholesterol's 220. He said, you need to take medicine. It's in the cabinet. So I really don't believe him. If I thought that I really had to take that medicine to survive, buddy, I'd be taking it. If I believed it.
Yeah.
Brother Milby said it had to be, he said, this, if he gets her 300, take it. But I just want to say that if I believe what I'm preaching this morning, and I'm not just going to say it, I'm going to go do it. I would not. Listen, friend. Thank God this is what James is saying. Why are you sitting there listening to the man of God? Why are you hearing the Word of God? Why are you listening to the Word of God? And when you listen to it and hear it, you walk out the church door and you forget what's been said, and you want to talk about Walmart, baseball games, deer hunting, amen, everything else, but the Word of God. Now, I love every one of you, but I just want to get a pet peeve out, all right? And I got more than one. But it really gets to me when people's on an altar praying and some of you just stand around and talk like that boy was on the altar the other night. And that ain't going to slow God down. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We ought to be reverent when people's on the altar praying. And some of you ought to get off your seat and off your back here and thank God and get on the altar with people when they're praying. Oh, I'm a doer of the Word of God.
Yeah.
You a doer to run out of this church and get in your car and run home as fast as you can, turn the TV set on and eat a ham sandwich. First thing you want to say after church is about the deer you killed, or thank God the guy hit a home run, thank God what we done yesterday. I tell you where your mind's at. It's on that. It ain't on God. It'd knock me down if I heard somebody come into church, everybody's talking about Jesus in the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong to have general conversation and friendships and things like that, but I'm telling you what, God's going to be reverenced above all things in our conversation when we enter the house of God, and that's why we're here. We're not here for a social club. Hey, God, if you want that, join the Y. Hey, join the Mooses. Hey, God, the house of God's for spiritual business. Amen.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with saying, how you doing, brother? Good to see you today. Did you have a good week at work? Did you fix a lot of them trucks up there? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that's not where we meet. I didn't meet you, thank God, around golfing or building a barn. Amen. That's all right. But thank God I met you at Calvary.
Amen.
That's where I meet. That's what the church is for. If we got to say we're a doer of the Word of God, I'm going to tell you what, our conversation and our lifestyle's got to back it up.
Right.
He said, go and wash. That's what he told the blind man. He put spit in the clay, put it on his eyes, and he said, go and wash. And the man went and came seeing. What if he'd have said, well, I don't really believe I'm going to see. What about Naaman? He said, go and wash 7 times. Dip in the Jordan 7 times. What if Naaman had said, I'm going to the house. Yeah, and he did resist at first till he found out, thank God, if he didn't do it, he's going to go home a leper.
Yes, he did.
Right. You say, well, I had to come to this altar to get saved. It might be. It might be. I tell you something else he said too. He said, that man over there that's in the ditch that the thieves stripped and beat and left half dead, and that man, the Samaritan went over there and got that man out, put him on his beast, and took him back to the house. You know what he said? Back to the inn, paid for him. You know what he told that crowd? He said, go and do thou likewise.
He did.
In other words, do what I'm telling you. Amen. That's right, Brother Key.
Yeah.
What's kept you in the house of God? It's doing what God said.
Yeah.
I know it's grace. I know it's all God. But at the same time, it's you doing what God said. He said, be a doer. Thank God. Don't look in a mirror and say, boy, I need to get that. I mean, I got dirt on my face. Don't walk away and forget it. Get a rag out.
Amen.
I was fishing one day and Jesus said, Peter, drop that net out into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the first response of that fisherman was just like mine and yours. Lord, I fished these waters all night and ain't got a thing. That's what he said. That's the first response you got. If I get up and preach about your pet sin or something you're holding on to and you don't want to give up, you know what you say? Bless God, he does things as worse as I do. That's what people think. Well, old so-and-so does it. God ain't talking to nobody else but you.
Amen. Come on.
I tell you, people come to church and say, well, boy, I'm glad to preach that day. Boy, they need it. Thank God we need it all. Everybody needs it.
Everybody.
Thank God he's preaching to us, Brother Murray. Amen. Thank God. Man of God gets up and preaches. I say, Lord, that's what I need. Amen.
Sir.
That's the first thing Peter said. Lord, I fished in these waters all night. I hadn't caught a thing. He said, this is what he said, but nevertheless at thy word, I'm going to do what you said. That's what he said. Pull them in, son. And, oh, yeah, the net breaks, son. That's right. I'll tell you, if you do what God said, there ain't no telling what God do for you.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, because I love that church. I mean, it makes me feel good. That's what the old boy told me. He said it didn't make me feel good to be here. Amen. But I tell you what, there's more than that. I tell you, it's doing what God said. If we don't do what God said, how in the world do we expect His rich blessing on our lives?
Amen.
I mean, if you're saved, you read your Bible, right?
Yeah.
If you're saved, you go to church if you're saved. You give if you're saved. You pray if you're saved. I mean, that's... Thank God.
Yes.
I tell you what, if you can get a church to pray, we can have old time meetings.
Yes.
You call a prayer meeting on Saturday night, you'd have 15 maybe out of this crowd. You'd have 90 on Sunday morning. Thank God Jesus said, "War of the 9." We'd be saying, "War of the 70." Hey, man. Where are the 9 anyhow? Amen. I tell you what, I'm preaching on. Hear it and do it. 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 My daddy used to say, I won't tell you one time.
Amen.
God ought not have to tell us more than one time neither. I want to ask you a question and I'm through. Are you a doer of the Word of God? Do you hear it and do it? Do you hear it and do it? Amen. Or do you do what you want to do? You know what an old preacher said one time? He said, "I about figured out Baptist people. They do what they want to."
Amen.
They don't do what God says, they do what they want to do.
Yeah.
They made the Baptist church a cafeteria style deal. Can I help you with the meat, sir? I'll take chicken. I'll take ham. Can I help you with a vegetable, sir? I don't like none of them. Can I help you with a dessert, sir? I'll take chocolate pie. When we come to church is a preacher preaches on something and the Holy Ghost says you don't have an option on it. Do it. His own mother said at the marriage of Cana, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
Right.
But now we'll say, "Lord, I want that, but I don't want this. Lord, I want to live for you, but I don't want to suffer. Lord, I want to live for you, but I don't want all my buddies to leave me. Lord, I want to live for you, but I just ain't willing to be faithful. I mean, I want all your benefits. I mean, you give me health and strength, you give me air to breathe. You bless me with a house, a home. You bless me with automobiles. You bless me with clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on my table. And God, you've been so good to me, but I just don't want to be faithful to you."
Yeah.
What would you pay for the air you breathe?
Yeah.
How much is your health worth to you?
Come on.
And then you want God to be your errand boy and only do for you what you want. Help us, Jesus. But be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That word deceiving there means to disreckon, and the word reckon means count, and it means that you don't count a lot into it. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. I like that other one better. Wives, submit to your husbands in everything. And all God said to you husbands to love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. So you wives to reverence your husband. Told you children to obey your parents in everything. I saw a little old boy the other day in a restaurant. His mama said, "Sit down, son." He said, "No." You know whose fault that is? Hers. That's what the book says. We don't want to do what the Bible says. We would rather follow our own instincts of what we think. Let me tell you this. You're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself if you think you can raise them children and not put the rod on their back end and drive foolishness away from them. You're deceiving yourself if you think anything's going to work in this life if it's not built off this Word of God. You're deceiving yourself. Hear it, do it. What you're going to forget this morning, I tell you what you'll forget. What you didn't want to hear. Don't you try to reason in your own heart and say, "Well, if I do it my way." No, your way is the wrong way, and there's a way that seems right to man, but the end's the death.
That's right.
He said, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings." That means don't do anything with complaining.
Amen.
Always complaining about something. I didn't like the food. You better be glad you got some food in you, buddy.
Amen.
Ain't nobody missing a meal around here anyway. Everybody's been blessed. As my old grandpa said, Mr. Bud Woolley, which is one of the best friends I ever had, when I started eating, the old boy said at the barbershop, he said, "You finally growed up, hadn't you?" I weighed 145. You wouldn't believe that in a long time. He said, "You getting a little bay window on you, ain't you, son?" I said, "That's prosperity." That's right. Eating pretty good. That's right. He said he had to eat pinto beans about 14 days in a row and rabbit for breakfast. They'd go out and shoot them. Son, y'all won't complain. Because I didn't have this. Do all things without murmurings. If you complaining, you're an unthankful person. And disputing. That means human reasoning. That means you don't try to reason out in your own mind another way, because God's way is the only way to work.
Yeah, right.
Well, I read this in a book. You'll need to throw it away then.
Man.
This is the only book that'll help you.
Amen.
This is the only one that's inspired and has the authority of God on it. That's right, buddy. You can read all them books you want to, and I'd throw them true romance books out the door. There ain't nothing but a bunch of filth in it. Them guys up there, they'll say, "But yeah, I've been reading my Bible." Look over there on the bed, and they're reading some kind of novel or something like that. Read the newspaper more than do the Word of God. Read them liars from Salisbury Post more than do the God of Heaven. Yeah, he said do it without complaining and do it without human reason. He said just go ahead and do it, and you're trying to figure out how it's going to work and you never will. Just do what he said. It'll work.
Yeah.
Well, I preach longer than I should. Preach you longer than I usually do, but sometimes you just got to get it out.
Amen.
We might cut her 5 minutes tonight, so I know you got to get home. Y'all got to go to bed. You know, everybody gets home. They got to run home and get in bed now. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You better believe it. Hey, brother, that's another thing. They fear the boss man more than do God. And I tell you what, y'all respect your boss man. You know what they ought to say down there where you work? Buddy, them people must be Christians the way they work. And I don't never hear them cussing or complaining.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God that man down there is, hey man, that's right, it works for you, it works for you, thank God. It says, buddy, look at that guy there. Well, I didn't even have to tell him to clean up his area. He's just Johnny on the spot. He's doing it. He must be a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, he don't come in 15, 20 minutes late every day. Thank God, he must be a Christian.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Well, if we could get everybody here by 15 to 10, we'd be doing pretty good. That's what I'll do, put one of them boards up there, them brag boards them churches have. Put up there, members on time.
Amen.
10. I might have made 10 this morning. You'd be on time, wouldn't you? Some man's paying you $20 an hour. You'd say, oh yeah, if you'll be here by 7, Jeremy, I'm going to give you $20 an hour, son. Give you 10 hours a day. That's $200. So you got to be here by 7. Son, Jeremy, you'd be there by 6:30, wouldn't you? I would too. Boy, it comes to the house of God, son. The God of heaven, the God of all the universe that loves us and gave Himself for us. That sign says we got to have Sunday school at 9:45. Everybody comes dragging in.
Come on.
You got to get past all the merchandise in the pews to get in. Well, I carried my books home from school. I'm going to have to get some lockers in here. I'm going to put names on them. I carried all my books. My mommy used to say, hey, where's your homework? I said, I done it at school. I carried my Bible home. Probably won't be no Bible on the pew today. I mean, I just believe, brother and sister, thank God, if we're going to be Christians, let's do it.
Yeah.
If you're not, just go ahead and get out.
Amen.
That's just the best way I can put it. Thank God, get in or get out or get run over one.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, they said that about your daddy when he passed away. It wasn't no shake, scratching your head, wondering what he believed. Thank God. They said the man believed, and you didn't have to wonder what he believed. That's what it said when it died. And they say, you know what they say? Them people's awful stubborn. No, they just got some convictions about them, dear God, that they're going to live by and nobody else is going to change them.
Amen.
But we used to have some. I'll ask you this. Are you a true believer? You believe this Bible? Are you a hearer and a doer of the Word of God? Are you? Huh? Help us, Lord. Let's stand this morning.